broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Shomar? How are you, man?
No, he's Barlos this
week. Oh, today he's Barlos. Oh, sorry about that. Hey, Barlos, how are you?
Barlos is back.
I'm like, what the hell?
Because last week we were saying that you and Shomar can't be in the same room. Like, you guys are the same person.
Well, you know, I'm kind of hating on him. I hate him right now.
Again?
Yeah. Oh, fuck gosh. That fool.
He says that he loves you outside of the show.
Outside of the show.
Here, he hates you with all his guts.
Huh.
Is that true? Like, does he treat you with, like, love and respect outside of the show?
No. He barely talks to me outside of the show, bro. I'll see him once in a while, but not like that often.
Oh, okay.
I think I see him more here on the show than anywhere else.
Same here.
I'm upset with him.
Why?
Because I'm not invited to his wedding.
Oh,
wait, he put out the list already?
Yeah.
He has a list?
Yeah.
Apparently.
I didn't make it.
Who's on the list?
Apparently, the only one in this room that's on the list is Cherokee.
Oh,
thank God. I was like,
what? Wait, why did he release the list?
Why?
Why did he release it? Why is it going to make people feel bad?
Because we're fucking wondering what the fuck is going on.
Why did he release it, though? It was supposed to be a secret.
Yeah, apparently. So I asked him. So I was like, hey, Shomar, when's you guys have a date yet? You know, because you guys are making all these plans, and I didn't even know when the date, you know, what the date is. He was like, oh, yeah, it's blah, blah, blah. Like, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I'll put it on my calendar.
then put it on my calendar, and then as I'm grabbing my phone, I'm like, wait a minute. Why put it on my calendar if I'm not fucking invited?
Oh, man. Did he say the invitation's in the mail?
He said the invitation's in the mail.
Oh, see, you're probably invited then.
I'm not.
Okay.
Wait, I got lost. So you asked him, am I invited?
Yeah.
And he said no.
He said no. You didn't make the list.
You
didn't make the cut.
You didn't make the cut of like a 500 people that he invited?
Yeah.
That's because he has too many God kids,
That's
bro.
That's true.
And I mean, his family do fuck like fucking rabbits.
Okay. Yeah, there's so many of them.
Yeah, fucking insane.
My goodness.
I mean, you know, I get it. You know, if you invite everyone in your fucking family plus your fucking family friend extensions, that's going to cost you like $40,000, $50,000, right?
Yeah.
Now. So, I get it.
They should just do it like my wedding, man. I told you guys about my wedding. Yeah. My wedding's probably like $8,000, I think.
Yeah, fool, but you got married fucking like 50 years ago.
That is true.
You know, with inflation, that's probably like $25,000 still.
Yeah, but even in those times, like it was $8,000 is pretty good. Yeah.
I thought that was a really, really slim budget. And not that we wanted to spend nothing, but I was like, we don't want anything extravagant. And we still invited about 300 people, and about 350 showed up or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's quite a lot of people.
Yeah.
Feeding a lot. Look, listen, the best wedding that I to this day that I've ever been to had a taco truck.
Ooh. The best wedding.
The best wedding. And that's where you spend most of the money,
yeah,
I think,
and
right?
Food.
And food, I think, is like $30 to $40 a plate, usually.
Yeah.
And that's fucking ridiculous. Tacos, bro. Who doesn't love tacos? Who doesn't like fucking beer?
Oh, yeah. Why do a fucking fancy-ass, you know, dinner, you know?
Right.
They get up, order their own tacos, go back to their seat, and everybody's happy.
And who doesn't fucking love tacos?
Yeah, no.
Shit, I love tacos.
Everybody loves tacos.
The only thing that I would probably change about that taco truck is, like, have, like, little stations where you can pick up tacos or you can order tacos instead of just the taco truck.
Oh, it was just
one.
Yeah, because it did take quite a long time to get everybody,
see,
everybody fed.
You got to have, like, different carts. Maybe, like, an asada cart, a pastor's cart, and, you know, chicken and so forth.
Right.
Yeah, and then you just leave it there the whole night. That way, by the time you're finishing the party up, you're fucking got to sober up with some tacos.
Hey, copyright patent pending. Shit.
Oh, man.
Man.
Yeah, no, it's tough, man. It's tough trying to, like, create the list. And then if you have, because I remember when I was going to get married, like, all of a sudden it was like, oh, well, we have to invite so-and-so.
Yeah,
you know, coming from, like, your parents and shit like that. Like, I'm like, I haven't seen these motherfuckers in 30 years.
Tu primo me dijo.
Yeah.
Que cuando se case el Victoria es que me inviten. Que me inviten.
And it's just like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, no, it's crazy. Because I remember our original number was supposed to be, like 200.
Uh-huh.
200, and we ended up with like about 350.
Damn.
Yeah, no, it's just, it gets crazy, bro. So then you just asked him flat out, and he's like, yeah, sorry, bro.
I was like, hey, bro, hey, when I asked him, I'm like, hey, you know, we're getting close to the end of the year. You said you were going to get married at the end of the year, and I haven't heard anything about a date or anything. So what the fuck? What's up? You guys have a date yet? His girl told me. She was like, oh, okay. Oh yeah, it's this date. And I'm like, oh, okay. And, you know, fool me once and shit.
Oh.
I grabbed my phone, and I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Are they getting married here?
In America?
Yeah, in America. Yeah. Or California. Let's go California.
Yeah, it's going to be local. Yeah.
Can we crash it?
You can.
Like, you can show up after the food.
It's an outdoor wedding, so
it's probably crash. You're going to be in the backyard and shit. Imagine.
That is true, huh?
It's an outdoor wedding. It's a public venue.
If you can show up.
Jericho, tell us.
Well, no.
Mr. Fucking, I'm invited.
I'm invited.
No. They said, I have a phone number, and then you have to call to find out where the location is on the day of.
The day of.
So it's like a rave.
So even I don't know the address to the wedding.
Is Calvin Harris going to be there too?
Oh, man, that is crazy. But yeah, but I think that's like the biggest thing. Like, you know, when you take the count, it's because of the food.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the food and the venue. I mean, venues are fucking expensive as fuck.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But if it's a backyard, it's...
Yeah, but if you do 300 people, you can't fit anybody in the 300 people, you know? I mean, you can rent a house here in Downey, and you may be able to fit, you know, a good amount of people in
that's
the backyard.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still fucking expensive.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I get
it. It's better to find out now than find out later.
Find out the day of, and I'm all dressed up. Trying to show up. Security's like, sure. You were told.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas, I got an also question, man.
Oh, shit.
I know it's a little early, but not too bad. So his question is, would you rather wake up tomorrow 12 years old from the waist down or the waist up? So meaning like from the waist down, you would have better knees. You would be fast as fuck. You would have good, healthy ankles. From the waist up, you would look younger, but you wouldn't have a beard. So,
I'm fine.
Jerky's like, he's like, I have no beard now.
Jerky's like, so I'm going to look the same.
Yeah, so that's
question. What about the penis?
That's what I was going to say.
You know, what size was the penis back then, you know?
Well most people that have good knees and are fast as fuck probably had good-sized penises, right?
Why is that?
I don't know, because I have a big... I mean, I have good knees, I have good ankles, and I'm fast as fuck.
I got a big dick. I'm okay.
So, I mean, if I equate all those together.
Right. So, I don't know. It's kind of a... Like, well, for me, the obvious answer, because I'm all fucked up from the waist down, bro.
But when did it happen? He like, you know, it happened when I was 12.
I think I was 17 when I got all jacked up.
17?
When I hurt my knees.
Is that when you realize you can't jump off a fence and land and nothing hurts? Because, like, do you remember the day that you jumped, the fence?
Yeah.
And then you landed. You were like, oh, what the fuck's going on?
Bro, I used to do that shit in those stupid ninja shoes.
Yeah.
And those ninja shoes would hurt. Like, because they were just really
feet.
Flat. Yeah.
It was just fucking plastic.
Yeah. So you would go.
You get that fucking shock. You're like, oh, my God, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I would, like, nothing. You know, you go, you jump off, like, hang off of roofs and shit. You'd let go.
Fucking monkey.
And then you would just, because we'd be playing and shit. But yeah, but at 12, like, you're, like, invincible, bro. Like, you just do whatever.
Now if I jump off of, like, a 3-foot ledge, it kind of hurts now.
Bro, okay. You know, I'm glad you brought that shit up. So on Saturday morning, I'm going to go pick up my daughter from her grandmother's house. I told her I was going to go pick her up. And I still half asleep. I fucking left my phone in my house. So I was like, fuck it, whatever. It's not that far. I get there, their gate's fucking locked. No. And I'm like, holy shit, how the fuck am I gonna get a fucking, you know, caller? So I try to honk. No one came over. It so happened that their gate is about, maybe it's about 4 feet high.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a partition area that maybe is about 3 feet. So I was like, I could just jump that shit. You know, I could kind of hurl myself over that shit. And I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I don't know, man. Thinking to myself, like, I don't know. I don't know if you should fucking do it. But I was like, I was out there for like 10 minutes. No one was coming out. So I was like, ah, fuck it. Let me just do it. So I think, you know, I use the car a little bit, the bumper to fucking kind of hurl me over. My fucking right knee got on top of the cement pillar.
Oh, shit. So,
and I was like, okay, I'm fine. Fucking jumped off. And then maybe about 5 minutes later, my fucking left elbow was hurting. Oh, my God. I fucking had a scratch on my fucking knee. My fucking leg was like hurting. I was like, what the fuck? It wasn't even that far. And I didn't even jump. I was able to
scoot
myself over. I'm like, dude, if I would have jumped, I would have fucking broken my leg.
You would have been done.
That's some fucked up shit. God. And I'm only 37.
See, shit. And then that's the thing now, because now you have to think twice. Yeah. You know, you can't just be like, I'm gonna jump off this little ledge, or right? Like, oh no, I could end my life.
Yeah, exactly. Hell no, bro.
I've done dumb shit as like climbing onto the roof, like a big ladder or whatever, and then I'd have the toolbox in my hand, mm-hmm. and jump off the ladder, maybe like the last three steps.
No.
And that is the scariest shit, because it feels like your knees are gonna fucking break, man. Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, it's just that I will never
and
do
then you
that
have
again.
That extra weight from right, the fucking toolbox.
One side.
On one side.
Uh-huh. And that's the thing, it's on one side.
Hey, you would have broken a hip, that was it. That would have been it.
That would have been it, bro.
No more major leagues for you. Fuck that shit,
yeah.
dude.
That's yeah, crazy. so for me, I would take the waist down. I think like cause well, whichever one you don't pick, you know, you'd be your regular self.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I'll do waist up.
Waist up.
Yeah. For
you don't look like a 12-year-old, but then you're not gonna be able to get any girls. Cause you're gonna be looking like a 12-year-old kid.
Hey, you can get one of those teachers that are hot for the students.
Oh shit!
I know, and
you can enroll in school.
Yeah, and they're hot now. So
yeah. And Laterno was apparently the worst looking one. There were some hot ass fucking teachers, man.
I wonder what motivates them to do that shit.
They're fucking crazy.
Yeah,
and most of them were married, right?
Yeah, a lot of them were fucking married.
What does that say about their husband? Like picking up on 12-year-old boys.
Yeah, I don't know. That bitch, I don't know. They're just fucking sick, bro. Like, I think it's like you know, like pedophiles are fucking sick.
For sure.
Well, I mean, don't separate the two. They are pedophiles.
Right, sure.
Right. They're literally.
Oh, I almost did. Huh? Yeah. But you're right.
But
I almost did.
Hey, okay. Hey. Stereotypical, man. Just because they're a hot woman doesn't mean that they're not pedophiles.
No, hot women cannot be pedophiles. That's just not, that doesn't make any sense.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Would you had reported a teacher if she was like trying to fuck you, or if you were fucking her, but she was like hot as fuck?
I can't keep a secret, bro. Like if I'm having sex with one of my teachers, everyone's going to know.
Really?
Everyone.
Really? I wouldn't want to tell just because I'd be greedy. Like I'm like, man, if I tell him,
then all your boys
they're
going
to try to fuck her too.
Yeah. I mean,
that's my pussy.
Classic.
Oh, man, it's hard to keep that secret.
Really?
That's the biggest secret, man.
I think I'm with Jericho, too. I think I would have told people.
You would have told people?
I'm fucking Miss Sessions.
Because I heard in high school, I let people smell my finger once in a while.
After you put it in your ass?
What
the fuck is that? My ass?
If I had finger bagged the chick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nah, it was like, what's that? My ass. Shit, no. I know, that would have been a good prank, bro. But even with that, bro, like, I wasn't really one for, like, even hickeys. Like, I would tell the girls, I go, man, do this shit below the neck. Yeah. Like, I didn't care for that shit. But I heard there was guys that would be like, hey, check this shit out. And then I'd just be like, man, fuck that. So I don't know. I don't think I would tell anybody. But then,
I don't know.
But then going back to the whole pedophile thing, like what if you had a son, right, and he's banging his teacher, like, and he's like, Dad, I'm banging my teacher.
Well,
like,
he's 12. Are you saying 12? 12, yeah. 12.
Maybe 12, 13.
Man, that's a tough one, bro. I probably have to tell someone.
What does she look like?
Oh, she's hot as fuck, bro.
If she's fucking hot.
If she look like Ana de Armas?
Bro.
You know what? I would have I'd be like, you know what? I need to have a meeting with her.
Parent, yes. Parent-teacher.
Parent-teacher meeting.
Conference. Immediately.
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 Shit.
So, I hear you're fucking my son. So, this is what we're going to do.
The following week, he's the president of the PTA.
Because he's holding, because at that point, you're holding all the cards.
Yeah,
man.
But then would you, can you get arrested for that? Like, say, if it comes out that you knew your son.
No.
That'd be hard to prove.
No, as a parent, you can give the permission, right?
What?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Not a 12-year-old
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, you can.
There's no way.
If it's your son, if it's your child.
You can give permission.
Yeah, they do that shit all the time. They give permission of kids fucking getting marrying fucking adults.
Really?
I mean, it isn't.
In America?
Certain states?
Yeah. I mean, red states, obviously. Right?
Oh, see, that's different. What's the age of consent in the red states usually? Like 16?
Like two.
Two.
Oh, fuck.
Do you want to marry him?
they can't even talk to him. It's like,
oh shit!
It's a low number, but I mean, I could be wrong, honestly, without research, but
yeah.
No. But I think if a parent gives the consent, it's not the parent doesn't go to jail. It's the it's really gonna be the fucking the teacher
in this case.
Yeah, I don't know, but that shit is. I mean, it's fucked up, but fuck if she's hot.
Right, but then what I'm saying is like because then it gets crazy, right? Like, say if you do as a parent. You end up blackmailing her, and you have sex with her, and now it's like this big web, right? Like it's, like I wonder if they can fucking get you in trouble for blackmailing her.
Well, yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, but man, but she's fucking hot, bro.
I know,
so hot.
But if you're married, you may not want to have sex with her.
That's true.
Unless you're ready to get a divorce. Right?
That's true. That's true too.
Shit. Damn. Yeah. Damn. Jericho brought up a fucking. Holy shit.
I'm just saying, which one of the hottest teachers would you pick if your son had a chance with them?
Fuck.
I don't even remember what they look like. I remember they look hot, bro. Oh, you pulled them up already. Damn, that one looks crazy. The one in the jumpsuit.
This one looks. Look at that.
I think the Deborah LaFave one was the most popular one, right? Have you ever seen her?
No, I don't think so.
She's the one right behind me right now. Yeah. She's on that motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
And I think she was married at the time or something.
They were all married.
They're all
fucking married.
They're all fucked up in the head, bro.
And then there's some of them that are, some of them aren't married, but they're like 22, 23.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? What are you doing fucking a 13-year-old, you know?
Crazy.
And, those kids can't fuck. Like,
no.
Like, how the you would think that that kid's going to make you fucking come or fucking have an orgasm? No, he's fucking not.
And I think, well, probably for them, that's they're teachers, bro. Like, I think that's part of the fantasy. They want to teach.
Let me teach you how to make a woman come.
Yeah. Fuck. Fucking sick bitches. But then, like, I'm angry. I'm angry because our teachers didn't look, well, at least my teachers didn't look like that.
No, my fucking teachers look like fucking...
They all
like the way you would think a teacher would look like.
Right, like a fucking gym teacher and shit. Like an old school gym teacher. Like almost butch and shit. Yeah, no. I don't know. I don't think I had not one. Maybe I had one semi, like about, she was probably about a six. A six. She was all right.
We had one. Her name was Miss Philibosian.
Philibosian?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
What is that? That's Greek? What is that? I don't even know.
Philibosian.
I don't know. And then there was another one, Miss, I forget her name, but she was black with a huge ass.
Uh-huh.
I forget her name, though.
Like a nice ass?
It was a nice ass. Oh, but okay. At that time, you didn't see that size around. Uh-huh. So everybody really, really always followed her. Like somehow there was always people ditching in her class. Like they ditch, but they'd go to her class and hang out.
Right. Nah, it's fucking eye candy, bro.
Yeah, man.
Because her in high school, too, there was this. Her ass wasn't that nice, but she would wear thongs, and you can kind of see you can see through her skirt sometimes, because she'd wear like a white skirt.
What?
I think that's where my obsession with white.
She had to be fucking somebody then.
Probably.
Maybe another teacher.
Yeah.
And to be wearing that shit.
Right. And this bitch, she was like an actress too. Like she was on Happy Days and like that.
Oh, wow.
She played like one of the cheerleaders and shit. Like, so she was like a white lady with blonde hair and shit like that. And she's like over there teaching all these Latino kids and fucking showing up in white dresses with fucking her thong showing through, and everybody.
And no one fucking told her shit.
Yeah, no, we wanted to see.
No, I mean, like, fucking other teachers or...
I guess they didn't. They probably wanted to see, too.
I know, that's true. I mean, I think the rules were different back then, right? So.
Yeah. Nah, it was crazy, bro. Because I heard we used to have, like, this Asian teacher, too, Miss Wu. And her ass used to show up in leather skirts. Yeah, but she didn't. She wasn't that hot. Okay. She wasn't that hot. But she would show up in a fucking leather skirt. But it's like I went to an all-boys school. Yeah. I'm like, why would you wear a fucking leather skirt to an all boys school? Like,
she was fishing, bro.
She was.
Ooh. Which one of you want to fuck this Asian woman?
What was the question?
Oh, about the teachers. No, we're just saying that our teachers didn't fucking look like that, man. Like,
well, the original question was the also question.
Oh, the also all right. question. Oh, the also
you,
question.
Would
was
you
want
to look like a 12-year-old boy
from the waist up or the waist down?
Oh, okay.
But like, say if you're a 12-year-old boy from the waist down, then every time you touch your penis,
it goes off.
No, well, no, isn't it like wrong because your penis is only 12 years old?
Yeah, but it's your penis.
Your 12-year-old penis. Yeah, nah, fuck that. No, but I would definitely go waist down. Waist down, 12-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah, waist up, 40, whatever year old.
So you'd be all buff up top and fucking skinny as fuck.
If
down
that's
there.
What you want to call it, yeah.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to Add the Fellas.
Hey, fellas, I got a quick one.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
What are the 20 things every man must own?
Must own.
So if you don't have this, or you don't own one of these, you're probably not a man.
A penis.
Okay. Okay, that's probably number one. No, how about a leather wallet? Does that?
No, that's an old list.
That's an old list.
I don't carry a wallet anymore.
Okay, you don't carry a wallet anymore, but we're talking about maybe a guy that has one of those Velcro wallets. How's that? Like, you should not own a Velcro wallet. Yeah, you should own a leather wallet.
Yeah, you shouldn't, and it shouldn't be on a chain either. come on, bro.
All right, how about a solid shaving kit? Like, for those of you that shave, because do you shave, Barlos?
Every day.
All right, see, you have a beard and all, but you still shave like your neck and your arms and your legs.
Stop looking at my legs.
Okay.
Stop looking at my... Stop looking at my body.
How about a toiletry bag?
Right. You have to have a toiletry bag,
right? Yep. Like, just keep everything together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially when you take a little trip, right?
Yeah. Especially if you're, I was gonna say, tripping a lot, vacationing a lot.
Yeah. How about running shoes? Every man should own a good pair of running shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah,
I don't run a lot, but I have a lot of running shoes.
You have a lot of running shoes, right? How about a grill? Every man should own a grill.
I don't have a grill.
Ah, why not? What happened? You used to have a grill.
I didn't grow up with my dad.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. So I own a stove.
Oh, okay. He didn't own a stove though.
No.
Okay.
You know what's the weird thing in my family? Mm-hmm. On my mom's side, like the ladies are the ones that grill.
Really?
Like they man the grill.
They woman the grill.
Yeah, well, they woman the grill.
They womanize the grill.
All the tías are the ones over there cooking the chicken and stuff. Like it's just more recent now that the cousins are kind of stepping in. Uh-huh. The cousins are like.
So what would the husbands be doing? Fucking just drinking?
Drinking? Just drinking? So it'd be like weird because then they'd be making all the shit. And then from there, it's like they're serving their husbands.
That's crazy.
That makes a lot of sense, though, right?
No.
No, it makes sense in the sense that the women cook, but they also grill. Like, they're cooking the food outside.
No, but the grill should be, like, the man cave.
That's, like, the man stove.
Yeah.
Like, the women should be, like, making the rice and the beans and, you know, that salsa and shit. And the men should be the one cooking the chicken and the meat and all that stuff.
Right, it's like more caveman stuff.
I mean, that's what I'm used to.
Yeah, you're right.
But you know what? You know, it's funny, though. I've never been one to like to grill because I didn't like smelling, like, the smoke after.
But you used to grill a lot when you lived over here on this side.
What side?
That side.
The grilling side?
The grilling side.
Yeah, that's true. We used to. It wasn't me, though.
It wasn't you?
No, it was like my brothers and their friends.
Oh, I swore that was you.
Nah.
All right.
I mean, I would post up the picture like I did it.
he's like, let me hold this here real quick.
I would post up the rack of ribs. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that was them smoking all that shit. Okay. I don't know how to do any of that.
All right, how about a jump rope? Every man should own a jump rope.
You know what? I own one, but I don't know why.
Okay.
You don't use it?
No. I mean, I haven't used it because it's too long, so it hits the top of my fucking city. And I don't want to go outside and jump.
Like, look at those titties go.
I like to work out without a shirt.
All right. How about a whiskey collection and a set of glasses?
Yeah.
That's like fair.
Whiskey glasses. How about that?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Now, you even have a smoker for your whiskey, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I sure do.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I make old fashions.
There you go.
Yep. I'm a man.
Okay. How about a coffee maker?
Yeah, I have an espresso maker.
Ooh, there you go.
Espresso machine.
There you go. Yeah.
Very adult.
All right. Sunglasses. Every man should own a good pair of sunglasses.
Yep. Sure do.
I have like 20.
20 good pairs?
I mean, good ones, I don't know, maybe 5.
All right.
I have 2 good ones.
2 good, okay. A good cologne.
I have good colognes, yep.
What? Man, I don't wear cologne.
You
bro.
Don't
wear
cologne, but you own one? Do you
own it? I own, dude.
The tester. You own a tester.
I have colognes. I have colognes that are over 20 years old.
They still work.
They still work.
They still work.
Yeah. Like, I heard because my sister used to, her ex-husband used to own like a men's clothing store.
Okay.
And so they used to give them like the testers, right? Like the Hugo Bosses and all that stuff. And so my sister would give me like, maybe they'd be about a quarter down. And so I'd still have 3/4 of a bottle and shit. And she would give them to me. And but the thing is that as I got older, like for some reason, like the scents like would be too strong for me and I'd get headaches and shit.
Really? What?
Yeah. So I haven't gone back into the market where I'm like, let me find something that's very subtle that'll make me smell good and not give me a fucking headache.
Huh.
Are you guys big cologne people or?
You know, I stopped wearing, like in college, I used to wear it every day.
Yeah.
And I would even have like girls that would sit next to me. And I had one, I don't know if you guys remember the really tall one. That was
the blue one? No.
No, the girl that was really tall.
Oh, I thought you were saying the bottle. I'm like,
no, no. You guys remember, she had a sister that didn't look anything like her.
Oh, can I say her name or no?
Well, you can if you want.
She was a gamma? Yeah,
but you know her name?
Yeah, I know her name, yeah.
Oh, okay. You know who we're talking
about. Yeah, that's the one.
The gamma. Yeah.
And she sat behind me, and she would like come over and sniff me. Because she sent, and I could feel her, right? And she'd be like, oh, that's my favorite scent. My husband's going to wear that scent.
Dude, she fucking proposed to you.
I thought that's what I thought.
You're like, yes. Yes.
Jerry, you didn't get the hint.
I didn't get the hint, bro.
You're like, weirdo. Go tell your husband to buy it then. The fuck?
Oh, man. But yeah, that was my favorite one. It was Aqua Di Gio. I don't even know how to say that shit, but that's the one that was she really loved.
Man, I was like thinking like the ones that I have. I haven't seen them in like a really long time, but I have the Curve. Mm-hmm. I have a Liz Claiborne. Damn. I have a Hugo Boss.
Old school.
All the classics.
Like all the CK1 and a CKB.
All the old school ones.
All the old school ones.
My favorite still has to be Eternity. But I think that's too old school to wear that now.
Like, they're going to be like, oh, this fool's wearing fucking...
This fool's like 45.
fucking old man.
Bro, wasn't that Cool Water?
Oh, I love that Cool Water, man. I'll still wear some Cool Water once in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. I buy new colognes. I have about 6 good bottles right now. Mm. I you know, fucking switch off every so often.
How much does a good bottle cost now?
Fuck.
God, they went up.
$200.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I thought it was 100 and something.
Nah, the last one I bought was fucking Saint Laurent. Yeah, I paid $200 for that
shit. Man, that's a lot more expensive than free.
No, they're expensive. No, if you're fucking buying cologne, you're investing in that shit because it's fucking it's up there.
Yeah, because I've seen on like on Instagram, so you know it's true. It's the like women buy like $400 bottles of cologne or perfume. Like I'm just like fuck, like that's a lot, and then they don't even look that big. Yeah. The bottles.
I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't pay $400. My limit is like $200.
About $200.
If it's like a like the what do you call it, the pack or what do you call that shit? Yeah.
The gift pack.
The gift pack.
Yeah.
Oh, huh.
You know, it comes with a smaller fucking little bottle, the like a travel size, with a with a body wash. I'll spend $200-$250 on it.
Right.
But nowhere after that shit.
But women love that shit, man. I've seen a lot of guys be approached by women.
Yeah.
Because they're wearing like a really nice smelling cologne.
Yeah.
I've been approached by men. That
really?
Will say, hey, what's that scent?
He said, what's that scent? He's like, you're like, I'm not wearing anything.
I'm not marrying you, buddy.
He's like, I'm sorry I farted.
He's like, and how can we bottle that?
Hey, there's a market for that.
So. There is, bro. Dude.
Oh, cologne. Man. But, in college, you guys wore cologne?
Yeah.
I think that's the last time I wore it every day.
Really? I wear it.
Do you wear it to work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah. Like I have all the work women fucking mojadas and shit.
Yeah. No, because they'll compliment, right? Yeah, like they'll say things. Yeah, yeah. Be like, oh, you smell delicious.
Like, I mean, they won't say that, but I know that's what they're thinking.
Right.
There's an Instagram. I don't know. It's just an advertisement where this guy sprays something in bed, and apparently it's supposed to make the girl crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys seen that advertisement?
And it has to be true.
I know, right?
It's on Instagram.
Because it's on Instagram.
Yeah.
So, like, I wonder if it's true. Like, I really, really want to try it out.
Well, what's like that fucking what would they call it, the old school one that they would give the women, the Spanish fly.
There you go. Yeah,
that Spanish fly. But that was more like a date rape drug or
yeah, probably. That's what
I mean, that's what that shit sounds like. More like. Yeah.
Oh man. All right. So the next one is a skillet. Every man should own a skillet.
A skillet.
An iron skillet.
I do have.
Yeah.
You know what? I've owned a couple of them, but I. Because then I start reading up on it, and there's a way. What do they call it?
You got to cure it.
Cure it. Yeah. And then I get lazy, and I don't do that, so I don't use it.
Then it gets rusted.
Yeah.
And then you leave it underwater.
Right.
And then, you got to do it again. It's a mess.
I'm just not good for that. But I own one.
There you go.
I just don't use it.
Yeah. A magazine subscription. This one is old. No one has magazines anymore, right?
Yeah, I know.
All right. How about a wool blanket? This one you will use a lot, especially if you have a woman that's cold.
Wool blanket? Probably not. That sounds itchy.
Yeah, well, a blanket. How about a blanket you just carry in your car?
Like a homeless person.
Like a homeless person. You just put it in a roll and you throw it in your back seat, or you put it in the trunk. And then anytime that you guys go to the beach or you go to the park or you go anywhere, you know, your woman's cold, you just wrap around her.
Why is she wearing a jacket?
She forgot. What the fuck? Okay.
You're like, she didn't know you were taking her to the beach on fucking in the middle of winter.
I know, right?
And then they try to take your jacket.
Yeah, I know. Like, what the fuck? I mean, I'll give it to her, but.
Yeah. I won't be happy.
I know. I'm still going to say, what the fuck?
Yeah, because I've seen shit like that, like videos. Obviously, they're staged, but.
Yeah.
But it's like that where the guy like tells her like before they leave the house, like, oh, maybe you should get a jacket. And they're like, nah. And then it gets cold and they're like, fuck, I should have brought my jacket.
It's fucking true, though. My daughter does that shit.
Yeah.
The other day I was dropping her off at the carnival here in Downey. And I'm like, babe, it's going to be cold. Like, I don't know. No, it's not. It's going to be okay. We fucking get there and she's like, dad, it's cold. I'm like, yeah, I know. I fucking told you. And I hear, you want to wear my jacket? Yeah. So I was just dropping her off. I was going to use a jacket myself because I was going to go out. So I'm like, here, just take my jacket. And then when I picked her up, she was like, Dad, thank you for giving me a jacket.
Save their life.
It was
bro.
Cold. Yeah. So they do that shit.
For See, sure.
There you go. Yeah. All right. How about quality coasters? Like that way you won't mess up your furniture.
Yeah, I have. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep, I have yep. coasters.
A book collection. You guys have books at home?
My school books.
No.
My textbooks.
I have books, but I don't read them.
Really?
They're just kind of like a
decoration.
Decoration.
I have really? Fake books that look like books, but they're just decoration.
They're just like they're you can put stuff in them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can put like other books in there.
Fake books for my
fake books. I can put my kilos of cocaine inside it. Okay.
That way they won't steal them.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no, you guys get some books and read them.
I don't read them. I need to read them.
Gotta read. An electric toothbrush. You guys.
Yeah, I do.
That I think it's a lot better than just using a regular toothbrush. But all right.
It took me a minute to get used to it though. But yeah.
Well, you put it in your mouth, right?
Yeah.
Okay. no. A basic.
Your mouth.
A basic skincare set. I mean, we're older now. We need some skincare, right?
I get Botox.
Okay.
I don't need that shit either.
Leather boots.
I have two good pairs.
Men should have at least one good pair of boots.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you guys who has the best boots, the best leather boots. In my opinion,
yeah.
Thursday boots.
I've been hesitant to get them from Thursday, but they have good designs.
They're good design and they're fucking really nice. They're comfortable. Yeah, you can walk in them.
Oh.
Yeah, you
God.
Can actually walk for, you know, for a while in them. So I have the black ones and I have some brown ones and they're fucking great. I actually have their shoes too.
Yeah.
They're fucking nice.
Cuz some boots really are hard to walk in. So
yeah.
That's good.
These motherfuckers will last you for years. They're $200.
Yeah.
200 to 230, but they're going to last you probably a lifetime.
Yeah, but honestly. If they're comfortable, that's that's huge.
Yeah. Super they're fucking huge. Great.
All right, how about a passport? Every man should own a passport.
Yeah, man, you got to be able to get out of this country right now. Especially right now. It's all fucked up.
Yeah, and you have two, right? You have two passports.
Yeah, I have my El Salvadoran one when I want to be El Salvadoran.
that's when your mom stole your identity.
My identity. Like, fucking call, hey, you have a passport. But can I have you? Let me have your number.
We have your fuck, social.
What for? What are you doing? Hangs up. Like, what the fuck? Next thing you know,
he's on to us.
The fuck are you doing with my name? Is that why you named me after you?
Oh man!
Some parents are fucked up, man. Like little kids, they grow up with fucked up credit. Mm-hmm. Like their parents put their like the bills under the kids' names and.
Yep. One of my siblings' cousin's mom did that shit to them.
Oh.
Like named them after their dad or some shit. And then fucking got credit cards and a bunch of shit under their name, yeah.
Man.
I'm like, holy shit, dude. I don't know you can fucking do that.
Shit. And the last one, a good pair of work gloves. You know.
Yeah.
Do work around the house, and, you know, some gardening or whatever the fuck you're going to do.
You don't garden?
I don't garden, bro.
Not garden, you know.
Pull weeds.
Pull weeds and shit.
I don't pull weeds either.
Oh, man. All right.
Well, I own a drill.
You know, oh, there
oh,
you go.
That's a good one.
That's a good replacement. Yeah.
And a fucking little thing of wrenches
tool,
and shit.
Toolkit?
Toolkit, kind of, yeah.
A toolbox?
Yeah.
All right.
I do shit. I do DIY shit at home.
With your calloused hand.
You're like a moisturizer.
It's your boy Ernesto Grubzilla from Flashback with the homies, and you are listening to the Ask the Fellas Show.
I got a rat.
What?
A rant. Yeah, I mean, I never really do have rants. That's your department, Barlow.
I know, you know what? I haven't ranted in a while. You know what? Fuck Shomar and his wedding. That was my rant.
Your rant?
I should have said that.
That was a very light rant for you.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you share your feelings with me on this one.
Okay.
Fuck these places. Fuck these restaurants that won't split a check in more than two ways. You know what I mean?
Two?
Let's say, what
do you think is fair?
Like, if we want to split it into four, why can't we split it into four?
Okay, I think four is fair.
Four is fair.
I've been at a table where people have tried to split it eight ways.
Okay, that's a little difficult.
Yeah, that the waiter is like fuck you guys.
Because sometimes we go, right, and it's a fucking mess. We ordered like everything under the sun, and we're just like, man, we don't want to fucking deal with it.
I mean, at that point, we should all just fucking go even, you know? Fuck it.
Yeah, I know, but there's still a way you can split it without any. It's not that difficult, I don't think, yeah, right? Because they all have it on their computer nowadays,
yeah,
right?
They do.
And we've seen it where like the waitresses have been nice enough to say, okay, you ordered this and that. Here you go.
Yeah.
And they split it right away. But some places just won't do it, even if they have the same system.
Yeah, you know, we can't do that with this system.
Bullshit.
Like, wait a minute. That's the same system that other company over there has, and they were able to do it.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Fucking lazy ass people. But sometimes it's like a restaurant thing, right? But you know what I have seen? Hmm. I've seen where everybody like says what they ordered, and there's still stuff on the menu, so
and
no one knows who ordered it.
Yeah.
So that's probably why they don't want to do it, right?
Right, because they add extra shit.
Yeah. Well, I think where it gets crazy too is like if people order like shareable plates.
Yeah, and
nobody
favorite.
Wants to claim it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like that's a problem too.
Yeah, that's when, I mean, fuck, dude.
Because you know, there's some places where they have like but these are more like low grade places where they have the little machine on the table. You can actually split a check there.
You're talking about like Chili's?
Like Chili's.
Doesn't yeah. Applebee's?
Like yeah. Applebee's and
the Outback?
Well, I think the Italian one?
Doesn't Olive Garden.
Olive Garden
yeah.
has it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, hey. There you can pick.
Hey, they're your family.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah. Yeah, yeah, there you can pick.
yeah, you pick what you ordered and it'll split your check.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like, okay, this is the leftover balance and then you can pass it. But yeah, I don't know. It's just... Like, it's crazy. Like,
I know. At this age, you should be able to, if you're going out, knowing how expensive it is to fucking eat out, if you're going out to eat with a group, just fucking pay just pay a decent amount. You know, maybe everyone's ordering pretty much the same prices of shit that you know, you're drinking and you're eating. So just fucking split that shit.
Man, I went to lunch with my wife Sunday.
Did you make her pay?
No. It was $121
just for the both of you
for lunch
for the two
and
of you.
And you guys had alcoholic beverage?
Yes, we did.
Okay,
but that's fucking ridiculous.
But it was like happy hour or some shit, no?
No, I mean we just got regular drinks. Because it was the weekend.
Oh, okay.
That's insane, man. So now, like, let's say if my bill goes from $120 to $150, $180, I don't think I like that very much, though. You know what I mean?
Especially going out 2-3 times a week.
Yeah, because like let's say. I get one drink, she gets one drink, and everybody else gets two drinks. My bill's going to jump up.
Right.
So,
But you never do that. You always get at least two drinks, fool.
Don't stop telling people what I drink.
I'm like, wait a minute. No.
Right.
This whipper tells you he doesn't drink. You fucking drink.
I drink.
What the fuck?
I can drink.
Shit.
Yeah. But see, but then like, if you're with a group that does that often, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, okay, it's kind of expected, right? Like, it's just like,
right.
they're gonna split. But, you know, but then sometimes you feel the pressure. It's like, well, fuck, I wanna drink my part too. You know what I mean? Like, because if you're like, I don't really feel like drinking. You drink one, everybody else drinks four. Like, it's like.
See, okay, so I have a rebuttal for that one.
Yes.
So you guys know, I have the other group of friends, the people that I'm going with to Vegas with on this weekend, one half of that. So I know this group. I know if I'm gonna go out with them, I know we're gonna drink. You know, there's no fucking ifs or buts about that shit.
They're drinkers. Yeah,
they're drinking. We're drinking. We're gonna eat. So I already know what I'm gonna pay. I know I'm gonna pay whatever the fuck I order or whatever the fuck I'm gonna eat. I know we're gonna probably more than likely split it, you know, between all of us and pay even, whatever.
It'll balance out. Yeah.
But it'll balance out, and even if it doesn't balance out at that moment, it's gonna balance out
later.
Later in a different day or a different outing.
But so, what if you have that one person that always gets market price?
We don't.
No, but what if you do have that one person?
When that person needs to get,
you know what I mean?
There needs to be a soap inside of a sock.
No, that's why you need to split the check. That's the only time you split the check,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah, you know the people that don't follow the same rule, you know?
Yeah.
It's tough, bro. Like, I remember there was a situation once, we were younger, though, and we all went out. You know, everybody was drinking
yeah,
except
yeah, yeah.
for this one girl, And she wasn't drinking, and you can tell she probably didn't have to, because she ordered a fucking salad, and all of us were fucking appetizers and all kinds of shit and drinking, you know. And then after the bill came, somebody's like, let's split the bill, right? And and everybody was, So then the girl, for her fucking, she probably had a water or a fucking soda and a salad. And her portion was going to be like $65.
Yeah. Damn.
And the girl looked panicked, bro. She looked fucking panicked, but she wasn't going to say anything. And I felt bad, and I'm just like,
were we there? I remember.
No, this was my wife's friends.
Oh, okay. Because I've been in a situation like that, and I remember saying, hey, wait a minute, but she only had this, so we can't split it.
Or at least we can split it, and she can just section that out.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I did. I spoke up. I spoke up for her, you know, because I was just like, I was like, dude, she didn't fucking have shit, like. Yeah. You know, her portion's probably like $15.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she thanked me after. But I don't know. I think you got to be aware of the group. You got to be aware of the group. And it's like, well, if that's how it rolls, that's how it rolls. Right. Like, yeah, because I know a lot of people don't like to split, because it's like, they're like, oh, well, it takes too long. But at the end of the day, it's like, if people are willing to do it, then they're willing to do it. You know, it's.
Yeah, it's not it's a non-issue. I mean, as long as everybody fucking pays for their shit,
right?
Or if I say, I'll just put in my car, just fucking Venmo or fucking Zelle, you know. Right.
And if you're with a good group,
yeah,
9 out of 10 times it's gonna be over.
Yeah,
yeah.
9 out of 10 times it's gonna be over if you're with a good group and you know your group, you know, like. But then, like, I remember, like, sometimes before, like back in the day, we'd go out and. It'd be like
$100 missing. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
We're short $100.
For my birthday, I think my 21st birthday, we went to the Hard Rock Cafe, I think, down there. And Hollywood somewhere. My wife, out of her pocket, she had to pay $150, and she didn't tell me about it.
Oh, shit.
Because it was money missing.
It's fucking terrible. Like, our fucking Nipples used to do that shit all the time. He used to pay.
I didn't go, right?
I don't think you did. No.
I wasn't invited.
No, you guys weren't friends yet back then.
Yeah, we were.
You were?
I got to look at the picture. I'll look at the picture, see if you were there.
Hey, do I owe you $100?
Yes, the Fellas Show. Only on Wasted Time Radio.
Hey, Barlos.
What's up, man?
Oh, you said it early this time. If we were about
what's
to,
what's up, man?
Okay, fuck it, you mother. God damn it! You know what?
Forget it.
Thank you, Victorious.
If we were to make a movie about your life,
what
actor would you want to play your role?
Brad Pitt.
Oh.
This one, he has high hopes, bro.
At what point in your life would Brad Pitt play you?
Right now.
Oh, right now. Okay, at 36 or 38.
37.
37. I can't even keep the year straight. All right, so 38. But he's already in his 60s, isn't he?
Yeah.
So
he still looks.
Looks better.
He looks better than us.
he even didn't say he still looks good.
He's like, woo.
I still take me a little Brad Pitt.
Oh man.
Nah, I don't know who would play me. Who would fucking play me,
dude? Jack Black is a dead ringer.
I know, but who would you want?
That was too obvious, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Now I'm asking, who would you want? You know, like, even if you have to deceive the public. Who's the favorite? Like, what's that one person you want to portray your life?
Fuck. The guy that plays Jack Reacher.
Oh, Alan Richter. Mike. What is he, like 6'4"? 6'4"?
You said someone to.
You're right.
To.
I did
fucking confuse the public.
I'm just saying, whoever you want. Wow.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's a good one.
But at what point, though? Because he's had a lot of, like, throughout the years, he's looked different, right? When he was in Blue Mountain State, just much younger, leaner.
Yeah, he looked like a regular white boy.
Yeah, and now this dude in Reacher, yeah. This guy looks like a fucking monster now, dude.
He's like a war machine, too.
He's a beast. Bro.
And looks like he's been in the sun in a little while,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, now, because he looks more like what I would look like.
Right.
If I worked out.
Did you see him when he attacked his neighbor?
Oh, yeah. When they were on the motorcycles.
Yeah.
No?
I didn't even see the whole thing, so I didn't even know what the fuck happened.
Well, there's a neighbor that's, you know, like a Karen kind of.
Like an HOA guy.
Yeah, and he's rolling around his motorcycle with his kids. And apparently he had done it the day before or something, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess his motorcycle was too loud. I don't know what.
Who's? Jack Reacher?
Jack Reacher.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the neighbor, when he was rolling around with his kids, mm-hmm. I don't know if that was a second loop around the block or something. Uh-huh. The fucking neighbor went and got in his way, basically, like didn't let him pass.
What the fuck?
And then he started talking shit and pretty much made Jack Reacher fall off his bike, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
And got in his face and just started saying all this shit. And Jack Reacher just reached his point when he got, I think he got shoved or...
I think something. He pushed him or something, but then he beat the shit out of him.
He beat the shit out of his neighbor.
So the neighbor is the one that started the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He's the one that made first physical contact.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So he initiated the physical contact.
Okay. Fucked up his own bike. I mean, he made him fall off his bike and scratched it up.
I'm sure the bike's not cheap either.
Exactly. So. I think it was a Ducati.
Oh,
it looked like a Ducati.
Oh, shit.
Dude, but you know what was funny? Like, Reacher's kids didn't even flinch, bro.
Nah.
They're like, oh, it's just fucking Reacher.
My dad's going to fuck him up right now.
Holy shit. This man doesn't know what the fuck he's trying to do. What he's doing. Holy. Yeah. Have you seen my movies? Like, what the fuck? Come on, man. Shit. I'm not Blue Mountain State kid anymore.
Man. But yeah, so Jack Reed, you want Jack Reed
to
play?
Yeah.
You kind of have that.
Can you imagine him sitting here talking to you right now?
For sure. I mean, I'd be looking up a little bit, but yeah.
Well, they're doing our docudrama, you know.
He has the beard going you do.
Yeah. The fucking the muscles.
Sure.
The biceps.
There you go.
Sure, why not?
They have to draw fake tattoos on his legs though, but. But then, you know, but you can see it. You can see the likeliness. Yeah,
I got some Sharpies.
Reacher.
We're drawing them real
quick.
That's
pretty good.
I mean, talking about, like, tattoos, man. I saw this Instagram post where you can put these fake tattoos on, and in 2 days, they just appear, and they last for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about those.
What? And for our vacation, because we're taking a vacation in June.
Yeah.
I want to get those, and I want to see what I look like with tattoos. What do you think, Barlos? Would I look too much like of a poser, or would you make fun of me because I have fake tattoos?
No, I'd be down. I'd be like, hey, bro, do it, man. Get yourself a sleeve, and then put a 69 on your eyebrow. No, I've seen those. Those are cool. I mean, if you want to see yourself with tattoos, that's a fucking good way to start.
Is that newer?
It's called Inked On. I'm not that we're getting paid for this shit.
Right.
Inkedon.com.
Yeah. And but yeah, they look real from what I can tell on the internet.
Oh, that's dope.
Well, I'll see what happens.
Do it, man.
Yeah, why not?
Do it. When are you gonna get another chance to do it?
No one knows me.
Put MS-13 on your knuckles.
You're not making it back.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, keep that bad hombre over there. Shit, dude. And you put them on yourself, or you have to go somewhere to
They're like the fucking tattoos we used to get from the gum. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
You wet them, and then you just put them on your arm.
Oh, but then you don't want to fuck it up.
It looks easy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. I mean, if you have somebody doing it for you, probably better.
Yeah.
That way it isn't crooked or whatever.
It's all crooked. Yeah. These are a fucking botch job and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should do it, man. You should try it.
I just gotta pick a good one.
Yeah, do one arm at least.
You know, I'm favoring the ones that the Rock wears, like those tribal bands.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
But I'm like, I don't look Samoan.
Yeah, and your arms aren't, you know.
No, they're not they're not. Not big at all.
Yeah.
I think you would be able to pull off a sleeve.
Yeah, one.
One sleeve.
And the other one is just regular.
Or both. Should you
do both.
You should do both so you can be
both.
Even.
Just one.
Just one? Both would be too much?
Too much.
I'm going to do both. And then one big one on my chest.
Yeah.
If I'm going all out.
All right.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to go
all out. Yeah, you're going to spend like $200.
Yeah, why not? That'll be fun.
Okay, what would you put on your chest? Like a tiger? Or a gallo?
Maybe like Thug Life or... Or only God could save, or only God could judge me.
Oh, yes.
Only God could judge me now. You know what I mean?
Or maybe you can get like a picture of you and Shomar at his wedding.
Oh, that'd be neat. Wow. That'd be neat. Yeah.
Just rubbing that in.
Just fucking twist the knife, man.
You know, just for that, I don't have to give him a gift, right?
get him one from Ross.
Oh.
Huh. Hey, retail is $100. No, but seriously, I don't have to give him a gift, right?
Probably not.
All right.
Yeah.
Fuck that motherfucker.
No.
You know, I'm going to give his wife a gift.
Okay.
There you go.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas, I got a listener question.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait.
You got to do the bit.
What? We ain't got no listeners?
No, we do, shit. Man. We do.
Do we really?
Yeah, no. Well, I haven't checked in a while.
Imagine.
I'm just doing this for fun now.
All right, so the listener question, right? It comes from one of the fellas, not like the listener fellas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not from one of us. So this dude, his girl proposed to him.
What?
She fucking proposed to him. Here's the kicker. He said, not right now.
What?
Whoa.
This fool turned her down. And so she got really upset.
Well, yeah.
She got really upset. And so basically it's like one of those am I the asshole kind of questions, right? Like, he's like, should I? He doesn't feel ready. They've been dating for 3.5 years. They're mid-30s.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Mid-30s. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, you know what? Like not right now. I don't feel ready yet.
Certified asshole.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much.
But then if it was the other way, would it be different? Like if like the guy proposed to the girl and the girl's like, you know what? Like, I love you, but I don't feel this is the right time.
She wouldn't be an asshole. See, it takes a lot for a woman to propose to a man, you know?
Yeah.
For a woman to fucking propose. So that alone is fucking tough. Mm. And for you to say no, and you've been dating for 3.5 years, that is fucking, that's crazy. But then you got to think, okay, maybe the girl is trying to keep a relationship going that isn't going the way that she believes it is.
Right.
So maybe there's underlying issue.
Yeah, there's a tell right there.
Yeah, like why is the girl proposing to the guy?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it almost sounds like she's trying to force it to go in a direction that it obviously was not going.
Right.
You
so
know,
it's on the guy's side, you know, so if you don't see yourself with this woman, why the fuck are you still, you know,
why is he wasting her time?
Yeah, why are you wasting her time? Yeah. She probably wants kids, wants a family. Fucking let her go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. Like, and his justification was just like, you know what? I love her, but I'm not ready to take that next step.
The fuck are you waiting for?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And but he's like, well, should I have lied and accepted it? Like,
no.
But then
you need to fucking end the relationship.
Right. Because it's not fair to her, right? Because she wants something different.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you ready when you asked your wife?
I was. I
were
made
you
sure.
ready when your wife asked you?
I know, right? Yeah, because I made sure that I was just like, because I knew things were gonna change. Well,
she wasn't pressuring you, right? That's what I was asking.
Oh no, it wasn't. You know what? Like I think I said it in the last episode, but. I bought her engagement ring, and I didn't propose to her. Well, she knew I had it because she went with me. because I had
she
her.
She was like, okay, what the fuck?
Dude, I made her wait a fucking year, bro.
That was
a long time.
Was she bringing it up like every so often?
No,
like,
well, she was. I think eventually she did bring it up. she was like, hey, are we still going to get married or what? Or like, is that the plan? I go, yeah, it's the plan.
What if she had told everyone that she knew that, like, he bought an engagement ring for me. It's any day now he's going to ask me to marry him.
That would have been embarrassing for her.
She's like, any day now. Any day now. Yeah.
But no, but I think I just, at that point, you know, I wanted to take care of a couple of things before. Like, you know, I did want to buy, like, my rental property. I always had that in mind where I was like, and I knew that year I was gonna do it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure I took care of that first before, because then I know wedding planning starts and it's it'll be a shithole. Like if I put everything into the wedding and then I don't go back and accomplish that, you know what I mean? And I'm still to this day I'm comfortable that I did it that way, you know. But for her, it just fuck a year. It's kind of cruel. Mm-hmm. Kind of cruel to me,
because we have a friend and twice he's gotten the ultimatum, shit or get off the pot, marry me or fucking leave me.
Both girls gave him that. Oh shit.
And he's
single to this day.
And he moved to Colombia or
no?
No, he's been out there for like 2 months.
He has. He's on, is he on sabbatical or
I have no idea.
Something's going on.
I don't
on.
Keep up with them.
But uh-huh. Yeah, like he pretty much led a girl on for like 6 years, the first one, and then another 6 years, another one, and
he did six and six.
And he's like, nope, I'm not ready to get married.
Wow.
And he was out both times. He said I wasn't ready. But he wasn't ready.
The first one was cute.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even then, he wasn't like, ready, dude, to fucking.
But see, but I wonder
down.
He never told you guys like what the he just wasn't feeling them or
he
what?
Wasn't feeling it. Yeah, and I don't know if what you're supposed to feel.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like for me, like when you feel ready, or at least speaking for myself, like when I knew I felt ready, it was like where I was like, all right, like I'm done, like fucking around, like I'm just ready to like move on.
Like, I want to live my life with one pussy.
And just accept it, and you'd be okay with it. You know what I mean? And that's how I kind of knew, where I was just like, all right, like I'm comfortable. Because for a long time, I didn't even want to get married, like since I was young. You know, I was just like, I'm like, well, what the fuck? What's the purpose of getting married? Just a fucking piece of paper. You can live together and whatever, and they won't take half your shit. Like,
not in California.
Not in California.
It was the common law.
Common law is 10 years, right?
Fuck. Yeah. And, but no, but then eventually, you know, you get to a place where it's just like, like, all right, like, I'm feeling this girl, and it's like I think I'm ready.
I want to be like you.
You want to be like that?
One of these days.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It'll happen.
You get tired of all these different vaginas.
Okay. Shut up, bitch. So many, you know, different pussies.
You know, they're all different. You know, you got to learn what they like. You know?
God, they just all stop throwing it at me.
I know. It becomes a headache sometimes.
Oh, man.
I'm joking.
So for the listener, like, so he's, you guys both agree that he fucked up, or he should just end it, or what?
I think if he has his reasons for saying no, that's good enough to probably just say he's not. He's never going to marry her.
Yeah, and it's been 3.5 years. Yeah. What are you waiting for? And you're 30, you know, you're
in
over
mid-30s.
You're mid-30s?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he should just walk away from it. It's never going to.
Well, more her. Like, I think, sure, her.
But, like, he's got to do himself a favor. It's like, hey, if you don't want to marry this girl, she's probably not the one. Because you, like, once you meet the right one, shit, you jump
at it. Yeah.
Jump at it, man.
But I think he's just comfortable. Like, that's the thing. Like, he's probably comfortable with that girl and whatever, but
you know what it probably is? He's probably still lives at home. His mom still does his laundry, still cooks for him. Like, he has nothing to worry about. He probably drives like a fucking car that's way too expensive because he doesn't have any bills. And like,
he has no incentive to marry her.
Yeah. And once he actually gets married, that all that is over.
It goes away.
So he has a whole new responsibility.
Damn, but he's 35?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Old bastard.
Holy shit.
That's your age.
I know, but
he's like, I don't live with my mom.
I don't live with my mama.
Right. No,
so my mama lives with me.
Hey, this is Pat.
I'm Beans.
And I'm Buzz. We're from the Chicanoish Podcast.
And you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, all right, all right. Fellas, it's time to get out of here, man.
Already?
Already.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
We just got here.
I'm tired, bro.
Tired of what?
A fucking life.
Oh, no.
You know, he's got to rest up. He's going to Vegas.
That is true.
I know. I'm going to Vegas on Saturday. We're doing a turnaround. Uh-huh. We're flying, but you know, still a turnaround.
I'll pray for you, bro.
I know, man.
Yeah, I've seen the way you've been partying lately. It's
I don't know how I can do it.
I don't know either.
You know, good thing I'm 37. I'll post up some pics when I'm out there. You know, we're going to go see Calvin Harris.
Over.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
so. Nice. We're going to try to rave it up, see if my knees keep up. You know, I'm going to wish for 12-year-old knees.
The 12-year-old knees.
Yeah, so, hey, man, good time, fellas. You know, again, I'll try to be here next week, but, you know, I don't guarantee it. Mm. Actually, you know what? I can be here because I don't have school next week. I have a week off. So.
What?
Yeah. I have a week off for my next two classes to start up.
Nice.
Bros, hey. After these two are done, I only have four more classes left.
You're going to be
a master. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
It's been 2 years already?
It'll be almost 2 years, yeah.
That wow. is quick, man.
That was great. Yeah. I'll be walking May 2027.
Are you going to take your computer on the States with you? Or?
I'll put a sash on it.
It's all you, baby.
I thank my laptop for it. For having internet and giving me the opportunity to work with ChatGPT. Without this, I would have been stressing the fuck out.
Yeah, man. That's good, bro.
Yeah, man. It's awesome. It's still no joke, bro, even with AI.
Yeah, yeah. Really? No, it still works. It still works.
It still works.
Sure.
It still gets me tired.
I hope you learn something, though, right?
You know what? I'm not.
Okay.
Okay, you know what? Honestly, I've been working in the field for 18 plus years. I've been working with the organization that I'm with 14 years. And a lot of the shit that I've been doing at my organization, it's part of the curriculum. Mm-hmm. So all it's doing is reinforcing a lot of shit that I already know and introducing some new aspects of what we do and why it's important and stuff like that. So I'm learning new things, but... You know, it's crazy. You know, experience does help you a lot. Right. You already know a lot of the shit that you do.
Right.
Because you're already implementing.
You're already implementing a lot of shit. You already know about policies. You know how to write policies. You know how to implement programs, run assessments, and all that shit. So it's crazy. But, I mean, I have the experience now. I just have the actual backing of a diploma to show that I know this shit. You know?
That you're a master.
Master, Master Blaster. With that said, zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers.
Like a lot of good fucking laughs today, man. Who should I shout out today? You know who I haven't shouted? I haven't been listening to a podcast in forever, man.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't. I think it's been almost a year.
My goodness.
But yeah, I'll shout out some of the oldie but goodies. Shout out Bombtastic.
Bombtastic.
Yeah. What Can Go Wrong podcast.
Hey.
I think they're still around.
Yes, all right.
What Can Go Wrong podcast. Chicanoish isn't around anymore.
No, they're not. No, that was it, I think.
Right. I think after Beans got married, she said, fuck that.
Yeah, she has better things to do.
Better things to do.
Right.
Oh, man. But yeah, now all the listeners, man, shout out to you guys. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba 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 dee, ba 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 doo.
And I have a movie that you guys might want to see. It's an old movie. I don't remember seeing it back in the old days. It's probably one of those independent films, but it's called Life of a King. What is Life of a King, you ask? Well, I'm going to tell you anyway.
Sure.
It's Cuba Gooding Jr., and it's a gentleman that gets out of prison, and while in prison, he learned how to play chess. And when he came out of prison, he was able to get a job as a janitor and somehow started teaching kids in high school chess. Like, these kids are like when you say at risk youth, they were at risk youth. Uh-huh. They were like really at risk, and he was teaching them to try to save their lives. And he created like a chess club, and like even after he was fired from the school because he lied and said that, you know, am I giving the whole freaking thing away? The point is this: it's a really really. Inspirational.
Is it a documentary or
it's not? It's just a regular movie. But it's okay. Yeah, it's a based on a true story.
That's what I mean. I'm sorry. Based on a true story. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a very inspirational movie of somebody doing something good for society and kids. More importantly,
doing something good for kids.
I'm out.
Never get where I saw it.
Nobody dies.
Nobody dies.
No one gets infected by a zombie virus.
No. But Life of a King, you guys should check it out. I think you guys really like it.
I'm out.
And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behemoth.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. You do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.